Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Is this, who am I talking to? I'm sorry, this is so hastily put together.
This is Eric Hiroki-Brustler, the Allegheny County Treasurer. Oh, thanks for inviting us onto the show.
You're the best. I saw Maria had her name had popped up. I love her. I love how engaged she is and how...
She's wonderful.
And she stepped up quickly to get this done. So
she does. I'm glad you're hearing that. I'm glad you're feeling better and back on.
Oh, my gosh. It was brutal. Hey, help me with wrap our arms around this. This is a big, big deal, isn't it? Big.
This is a deal we've sort of understood for a long time. And the thing we're talking about is the Allegheny County Pension Plan.
Yep.
In a recent report that came out of the working group from the retirement system, the system is $1.4 billion underfunded. And this is, we've known this for a long time, but this is the first time that we've seen a plan for a roadmap for how we can solve this issue.
It is. To be blunt, Erica, there's no way out of this without raising taxes somehow. Yes? Some kind of tax, yes?
We need to secure an additional revenue stream to pay down to put money in the fund for these, to fund these promises.
From someone like you who lives numbers, is so actuarial, it's rather daunting, isn't it, to think of $100 million a year for 20 years? That's rather, it's massive, is it not?
It might feel massive, right? But we're a big county and we have a large tax base. And so it is something that can be done. And I believe there's a political will at this time, from our county leadership, from our partners at the state to, work to find a solution for how we can, find this money to fund these promises.
People, as you know, and you're very cognizant of this, they just got a tax increase, whether in the city or the county, and now they're hearing this. It's disheartening for them. Do you worry that it disincentivizes people for wanting to bring a business here or live here?
I think our folks understand that there are a lot of services that are provided by their governments, right? And that's everything from public safety to care for vulnerable citizens, to our health department that, you know, makes sure all of our eateries are properly inspected. The roads we drive on. So there's, right, every day we're using these county infrastructures, and you mentioned the city, right, similar infrastructure in the city.
Yep.
And so there is a long-term cost to that, and at times we see adjustments. And, right, this is one of those times. There hadn't been a property tax increase in, I think, the 12 or 13 years
sure.
prior to the most recent
sure.
one.
Sure.
And we've seen, as is shown in this report, this pension underfunded obligation has been growing since 2004. And so it wasn't getting paid for in the way that it potentially could have, right, in the last 20 years. And so we need to right this ship now, or it'll be an even bigger number if we put it off longer.
No, we can't hide from this. Erica Brustler, the county treasurer, is being very blunt and honest, and I respect and admire that. You tell us the options for getting this $100 million for 20 years, Erica.
The options laid out by the report from our consultant Sarah Emmons, the four broad taxes that, like, putting one in place could generate this kind of revenue. They look like an earned income tax, a payroll tax, a sales tax, or additional property tax. And then the report lays out dozens of other revenue options that were examined, and some, you know, could be feasible, but they come in at a smaller dollar amount.
Erica, isn't it fair to suggest, without blaming any one person, that this can was kicked down the road, and that's why we're in this hole. Isn't it fair to say that this should have been addressed sooner?
I'm just going to say, you know, I knew about the problem before I came into office, and I committed to really taking a big light and shining it on the situation, and coming up with an understanding of how we got here, and formulating solutions that we could act upon. And so I'm really glad we've been able to do that work. You know, I've been in office not even 3 years yet, and we've gotten this this big, clear roadmap for how to do things out.
For folks who are angry about this, and they are, who feel like they're going to be dumped on, what do you tell them?
It would just be more expensive if we had waited longer.
Right on. It's a pain that's out there. It ain't going away. I appreciate your honesty. I honestly appreciate you coming on the air so quickly. And we got to accept the truth here, and that's the damn truth. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Marty. I really appreciate it.
And
have a great day.
I thank Maria for hustling so much to get this done.
I thank Maria every 10 minutes, so I will thank her the second we get off the phone.
Sweet.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.